And we've got a little time left, and here is Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Shaw. Always great to see you.
And always great to see you, too, and got a little extra time, and here you are in the cafe. It's a beautiful thing. And you've got events coming up, all kinds of events, and one of them is actually tonight.
Tonight from 6 to 8, yeah, it's exciting. We always have a lot of things going on because we always have a lot of animals we want to introduce our public to, and we also have a lot of programs that we want people to know about. And tonight from 6 to 8 at our resale store, which is right across from the Santa Fe Baking Company, Look What the Cat Dragged In 2. It's a mouthful.
It's like Rocky 2.
Yeah, we usually say the cat. Okay. It's at 541 West Cordova, just right across the street. 6 to 8, we'll have music, food, fun, and lots of different things going on, just to introduce the community to all our programs that we have. And we had some really talented people at the shelter who have made this shelter video that really highlights some of the programs and the efforts that we make in the community to improve the lives of homeless animals. You know, I think the shelter is something our community, it's supported by our community. Our community should be really proud of. We have been able to just, since I've been there for the last 3 years, not just me, obviously, but everybody has made a really strong effort to just improve the lives of homeless animals and save more, even more lives.
And prevent unwanted lives from being born.
Yeah, we're very fortunate in our community that we have some contributors, some donors, some anonymous people who contribute almost every other week or twice monthly to free spay and neutering for dogs. And then we also have a lot of foundations who do free or low-cost spay and neutering for cats. So we've got it covered. There's no reason why people shouldn't spay and neuter their animals, and that's the number one reason we have animal overpopulation.
And so, party tonight, people not only get to see the video, but to look around the fabulous thrift store. And will there be any animals there for adoption?
There should be some, yeah, as always. And really, you know, our resale stores are phenomenal. They're just a great place. If you've ever been in there, and I know you have, I've helped you find some really great outfits.
I love thrift stores or secondhand stores or whatever, resale, whatever you call it. But it's such an ecological way to buy your stuff.
It really is, and it's interesting to see just what other people discard for other people to get. And we're very careful about what we display or resell at our stores. So you're finding premium stuff for really inexpensive.
Well, and that's the other thing; it's good deals.
Yeah, and everything goes to support our programs. So it'll be fun if people came tonight and watched the video. Had some food. We have a DJ there. DJ Pet is our favorite guy.
His name is DJ Pet.
That's his handle, I guess, is his DJ handle. DJ Pet.
Did he make that up for the animal shelter?
He did not. That's how we knew he'd be a
good fit.
It's like Nelson, kindred spirit, because he was just a DJ Pet. So that'll be fun. That's just something we haven't done before, just a shelter video. As I said, we have these talented shelter workers who made this video highlighting our program, and we're kicking off an annual campaign to bring the shelter up to another notch. Yeah. We save so many animals there, and we want to save them all.
So you also are having an event relating to kitties and bunnies.
Yeah, I know. Can it get any cuter than that?
I don't think it can.
So we had to tone it
down. Except for otters, which was earlier this week.
The otters was great. I love otters. And she
was
said
it
that
yesterday,
they,
yeah.
Yeah, it was on Monday. And she said that she makes, otters can make pets, but you really wouldn't want them.
You do not want an otter as a pet. No, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. But a kitty or a bunny, that's another story.
That'd be great. You know, an otter. Imagine an otter bringing a fish for you in bed, waking you up. There you go.
Yeah, out of your aquarium.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of your freezer.
My koi pond.
Out of your... Yeah, right. So anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, we have this. We're calling it. We had so many fun names that we wanted to call it, but we couldn't do it. Bunnies and Kittens is going to be Sunday from 12 to 4 at the PetSmart on Zafferano. We were calling it the Furry Fiesta Adoption Event, Rabbits and Kittens. Then we say we're bouncing with bunnies and smitten with kittens and things like that. But, you know... kittens and bunnies, they actually do mix well together. We have several videos of kittens being introduced to rabbits and rabbits being introduced to kittens. I think bunnies make great house pets like kittens or cats. And you should try them out and maybe adopt a bunny and a kitten and let them grow up together. They make great companions together.
Now, bunnies are herbivores and kitties are carnivores. Do kitties eat bunnies?
That's something that... Do kitties eat bunnies? As long as they're introduced, and it depends on
the
animal.
If they grew up together,
maybe. Yeah, if they grew up together, maybe. I'm pretty sure not. I know several people who have bunnies and kittens and cats together, and they're just best buds. It's like dogs and cats maybe are mortal enemies, but you can introduce them. You can help them understand that kittens are our friends or cats are our friends. It works. It depends. Some animals, some dogs will never be a kitty lovers or cat lovers. And
we did a show a while back on, yes, my dogs, for example. Yes. They will never love cats except the way they like ham sandwiches. But we did a show a while back on rabbits and mm-hmm. the House Rabbit Society, which who had ever heard of the House Rabbit Society, but New Mexico has people who are really devoted to the good care of house rabbits. What are some of the things people need to know about rabbits if they're going to have them for pets?
You know, I have to just say how much we really appreciate the New Mexico House Rabbit Society volunteers. Those people are so dedicated, and they've really helped elevate our shelter to being a great place for bunnies. And in fact, the ASPCA is going to highlight some of the things that we do for bunnies, thanks to the House Rabbit Society, on their website about what shelters should be doing for bunnies, which is creating nice spaces for them, little cardboard boxes. They're really inexpensive things, cardboard boxes where they can hide. You know, rabbits need exercise every day. They can be litter trained. They can be, you know, litter box trained.
Will they use the same box as the kitty?
That I'm not sure of. maybe. Yeah, I don't. We'll have to. Too bad Iris isn't here.
She'll be able to tell you.
But we'll have some volunteers there Sunday, 12 to 4 at PetSmart, who will do free nail trimming for bunnies, for area bunnies. So that's something that they really wanted me to point out, is that some people neglect to have their bunnies nails trimmed. It's very easy to do. Some people don't like to do it. They'll do it for you. They'll also tell you a little bit about the proper care and feeding of bunnies. They need a lot of greens and a lot of different things. But they're
carrots.
Yeah, well, you can do carrots. I know.
Like Bugs Bunny.
Exactly. They actually do love carrots, and they love greens and different kinds of things like that. I know Natalie over at Heart and Soul Sanctuary, she has several bunnies. I know that she gets all her organic vegetables and feeds them. It's really nice to see. At any rate, we're talking about House Bunnies, our furry fiesta rabbits and kittens event. And guess what?
Yes.
Kittens, two for the price of one.
Oh, two kitties for the price of one. And the kittens are just infinitely cute. And you've got a couple of specific ones
There's Nile.
Are you going to make me look at them?
Yes, I am going to make you look at them.
Nile is about the size of a female human palm.
So the thing about Nile is, poor little Nile is a great little kitty, and he or she, I'm not sure exactly what he is.
Neutered,
so is he. So he's watched all his litter mates get adopted.
Oh.
And so he's waiting for somebody. And then we thought...
He's only a couple of months old.
Yeah. And
he's the cutest little black kitty I've ever seen.
And then we thought he'd pair nicely with Doc Holliday, who's been there at the shelter the longest of all
Doc
our rabbits.
Doc Holliday.
We're very fortunate that people do recognize us as a place to adopt bunnies.
Doc and Holliday is a bunny, but he's only a year and a half old.
Yeah, yeah. So rabbits, they live a lot longer than you imagine, 10 to 12 years old. You know, they can be up to 10 to 12 years, and they are just wonderful companions. Last week it was a wonderful thing. A woman came in who still is a customer at the cat, and she wanted a companion for her other bunny, and it was great watching them get together and so introducing them, because they can, you know, bunnies do mate for life. And they can also be very territorial. So you have to be careful about introducing bunnies to stranger bunnies. And these guys got along great. And she sent us an email just a few days later to say that it's been going great for her. And she has a dog, too.
But you spay and neuter them.
Yes, you do spay and neuter them.
Otherwise, they might multiply like rabbits.
Exactly. Like bunnies. No, that's our mission, spaying and neutering everything we can.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and the event is this Sunday, the 25th of August, from 12 to 4 at PetSmart on Zafferano on the other side of the street from Target. And the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society has a webpage on, let's see, sfhumanesociety.org, mm-hmm. and they also have a wonderful Facebook page where you can see so many cute pictures that it's almost sick, including videos of kitties playing with bunnies and all kinds of good things.
We have a lot of fun with our Facebook page, and people often tell me that they love to look at it because it makes them smile almost every single time that they open it up. And now I've got a special daily feature that I call This Morning's Distraction. So, and then don't forget tonight, 6 to 8 at the Cat.
At the Cat across the street from the Santa Fe Baking Company. Ben Swan, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.